Hello, this is Pastor Rock Dillaman with another weekly installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This week's readings were entirely from the Old Testament, and as I'm sure you have found already, or you will find, this week there is not a single direct reference to the Holy Spirit. Now, as we've said in previous times, when that's the case, the Holy Spirit is still very active behind the scenes. In fact, in the first four chapters of the book of Proverbs, there are a number of references about God's activities that a new covenant believer would understand unfold through the activities of the Holy Spirit during these days. But that being said, since there isn't a direct reference to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, today I just want to talk about a Spirit-related topic that I often find people raising questions about and giving inquiry about, and that is the leading of the Holy Spirit. Throughout Scripture, we read references to the Spirit leading, the Spirit telling the apostles where to go, where not to go, what to do, when to speak, what to do. Jesus being led by the Spirit, only saying what the Spirit told him to say, only doing what the Spirit told him to do. And today you often hear believers making references to feeling led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm afraid that many times when people read those passages in Scripture, or when they hear another believer referring to a strong leading of the Holy Spirit, the tendency is to think that that person has actually heard the Spirit's voice, if not audibly, then within their own soul. And then many people are inclined to assume, well, the Holy Spirit doesn't talk to me in that way because I've never heard a voice audibly or heard, if you will, a clear word from God in my spirit. So maybe God doesn't lead every believer that way. Let me say to you that I believe every believer is led by the Spirit, that's God's intent. But that leading isn't so much hearing an audible word or a clear word in your soul. It's rather a slow process. And whenever people ask me about that process, I like to suggest that it has several aspects to it. First of all, when the Holy Spirit is going to lead us in a particular direction, He plants the seed of an idea. Every Spirit leading begins with an idea planted in our imagination by the Holy Spirit. Now, all of us have a ton of ideas go through our minds as we walk through this world. And certainly not every idea is from God. But that being said, God's leading begins with an idea, a light bulb coming on. So God plants the seed of an idea in your soul. You begin to think about that thing. Secondly, after He plants the idea, God begins to intensify the idea, meaning He brings it back to your imagination, back into your thinking repeatedly. And this process can be over a period of days. It can be over a period of months. It can be over a period of years. Or it can be intensified and occur in a matter of moments. Now, those are the more rare kinds of leadings. And when that occurs, that's when you'll acutely feel what the prophets called the burden of the Lord. It's intense, but in most cases, it's over a period of time. So God plants the idea, and he intensifies the idea by bringing it back. Then God encourages us to dream along that idea, to use our imagination, to put ourselves in our imagination in a position where we're doing that thing or where we're saying that thing. We begin to visualize ourselves in that activity, doing that particular thing, saying that particular thing. We project ourselves into a scenario and begin to dream about how we would act and what we would say and how that might possibly play out. So God often uses our imagination. The Bible warns against vain imaginations and evil imaginations, but there is good imagination. I would suggest that every significant thing God wants to do in your life will begin as a spirit-implanted imagination. So, the seed of an idea, he intensifies it. He keeps bringing it back. You begin to imagine yourself in that scenario. Then, God will begin to further intensify it by things you read in Scripture suddenly jumping off the page because they align with what you've been thinking. He'll intensify it by having people speak into your life, saying things that affirm that vision or resonate with what you've been thinking, even though you haven't shared it with them. So they'll say something to you that really aligns with what you've been envisioning, so much so that it's almost like they've been inside your head, but you know they haven't been, so you know that's from God. And again, that can happen as you're reading Scripture, reading something else. It can happen from a believer sharing with you spontaneously. It can even happen as you're watching television or listening to the radio. You'll hear or see something that just immediately resonates. It sticks, and that's further intensification and verification. As these things unfold, the idea, its intensity, imagining it, it being further intensified, you'll begin to come to a place where the idea becomes a settled conviction. You know that you know that you know that this is the leading of the Lord. Now, there will always be some, but maybe not. That's just human. You can't eliminate that from the process. In fact, if you aren't asking, is this really from God? Then you really aren't adequately testing the Spirit. And Scripture calls us to test the spirits. Scripture calls us to examine all things and hold fast to that which is good. So there'll always be some what-ifs and questions and doubts. Faith is not the absence of doubt. Faith is acting because you believe you've heard God despite your doubts. So over the process, you finally come to the place where it becomes a settled conviction. I know God is leading me in this direction. One other thing, you should always examine a leading and ask the Lord and ask yourself, Lord, is this from you, or is this an escape mechanism for me, or a justification mechanism for me. What do I mean? I've often seen people who don't want to deal with a problem suddenly be led of the Lord to move away from the church, from the person with whom they're having a problem. And most times, I don't believe that's the leading of the Lord. I think that's pure and simple escapism. In similar fashion, people sometimes have dreams that aren't from God, and they want to validate them. And so they launch into something saying, well, the Lord led me. But what they were doing was projecting their own unmet desires onto God. And you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. It will never work out well. So throughout this process, you need to be asking yourself, Lord, am I escaping something? Am I seeking to escape something? And you should also ask yourself the question, Lord, am I just projecting some of my unmet dreams and desires onto you? If you ask those questions, the Lord will answer you. So, at the end of the process, you come to a conviction. It's been sustained over time. It's been confirmed. It's been intensified. It's been tested. And then you say, I believe the Spirit is leading me. That's how most Spirit leading occurs. It's not a sudden, intense, audible, or in the Spirit word, irresistible. It's over time. You say, well, when I read in Scripture, Paul heard the Spirit say, or Philip being led of the Spirit, that seemed to be immediate. Let me say two things. One, Scripture often describes in a second a process that actually may have taken weeks. And you say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, it's like listening to a testimony. What do most testimonies do? Testimonies of salvation. They take months and years of God's activity and they boil them down to 60 seconds. I was unhappy in my life. I was seeking. God kept coming back to me, and I finally realized the Lord was calling me. Oh, that just took 10 seconds. But that process may have taken 10 years. Well, Scripture often consolidates. The fact that it says being led of the Spirit doesn't mean that that happened in the 3 seconds it took you to read it. Scripture tends to report results, doesn't report all of the process. So, when you read somebody being led of the Spirit, and in Proverbs, there are references to God showing and God compelling and so on. That was the work of the Holy Spirit. Remember, it's generally a fairly lengthy process involving all those things I just mentioned until you come to a sense of this is what God wants me to do. And it's never got to be free from doubt. It's never got to be free from second guessing. We are limited creatures following a infinite God, guessing, second doubts, second guesses, they're always going to be a part of it. So when you're looking for the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life, look for a patient process, not an instant event. So, in the absence of direct references to the Holy Spirit, but references to God's leading, which was accomplished through the Holy Spirit in the Old Covenant, I felt this reminder of what it means to hear the Lord and what it means to be led of the Spirit really involves. Because if you don't understand that, if you're looking for the instantaneous, you're going to miss a lot of the progressive. And I'll leave you with that thought and pray that you have a great week as you patiently listen for the patient processes of the Holy Spirit. God bless.